Hello and welcome. This is Cody, and this is my life as an internet marketer. So it is Monday again, and it is the Monday after the Mother's Day weekend. And we did have a good Mother's Day here in our neck of the woods. We had some time with the mom down in Texas, and also spent some time here in Nebraska with the mother-in-law. So all in all, it's a great weekend, and looking forward to it. But it is Monday, so we're getting right down to business. And so first thing Monday, I like to look over all the campaigns, kind of get an overview of where we're at, how things are running, and just to kind of make sure nothing's broken, because I have had that happen once before. Luckily, I caught it, so there was nothing to worry about. But I did run across a favorite industry, and this is news to me, so I want to share it with you guys first here on the podcast. This is an industrial B2B customer, so they're a machine shop, kind of a parts manufacturer, you could say, and we're just getting up and running with them and starting week 5 of the Google Ads. This is a really great point in this campaign because we're getting to a point where we can finally scale profitably, like really profitably, enough so that it makes sense to really. Only thing that's keeping us from that going full force is the conversion rate is hovering right around 8.5%. Ideally, I'd want this to be 12 to 16, just to kind of smooth over anything that could happen as far as budget and the cost per acquisition, not to let it get too high. That's where we're at. We do weekly reporting. So for the last 7 days, we spent $163. On Google Ads, 1,500 impressions. From those impressions, we got 84 clicks. So, you know, 5.41% click through rate. Ideally, this number would be 8 to 10%. But with this industry, I looked up the average. It's roughly about 2.3, 2.25. And so I am underbidding a little bit. So I know we're not getting seen enough, but you know, I'm pretty happy with that. It kind of is what it is at that point. We're double what the industry average is. So I'm kind of comfortable with that. So out of those 84 clicks, we got 7 leads. Some are through the phone call, some through a contact form. So it's right around 8.5%, 8.33%. And so cost per acquisition, cost per lead is $23.34. Now, the average order size for this customer is anywhere from, on a low side, $100 to roughly in the very high thousands, because we actually did deliver them one huge like government contract through this because they're being billed. You know, I won't get into any more specifics, but these leads can turn into huge, huge money. So it's a great deal. So in a 5-day work week, you get 7 new potential customers on autopilot, you know, for $23 a lead. It's great. It's great. But I want to get that conversion rate up a little higher. And so, but I imagine a lot of people, especially some business people, they may not be into the nitty gritty like I am in Google Ads, will be saying, well, it's time to scale and scale now. And maybe you're right. So I'm going to show you in the next section how I scale profitably without going too crazy and without losing any ground. So catch us in the next one. We'll see you right there. So I did kind of leave you on a cliffhanger there. I'm sorry. So let me get right to the point here. We create a few more ads, and then I up the bid adjustment slightly instead of just boosting the whole ad set. This will just let you test the waters to see how the higher bidding scale will work. So you can up them 10%, 20%, and it really isn't that big a deal. But I know what you're thinking. But Cody, you said industrial B2B is your favorite industry. And to which I think you guys have a great memory because I already forgot that. So why do I like it so much? Well, simple reason. These larger non-corporate machine shops, they always kind of have a machinist at the helm, you know, leading the ship. So whereas corporate America, the larger shops, they have an accountant running things. And that accountant most usually has some form of mechanical engineering background. So they're an accountant first and then a machinist second, to which they really are pushed to focus more on the money. So even in my own experiences, when I worked at an industrial pump manufacturer, this is a Fortune 500 company, so really huge. I sold a combined 25 million in pumps through the 2 years that I sold. The CEO was exactly what I described him as, an accountant first, mechanical engineer second. And you could kind of tell that. The moment somebody was over budget on our unlimited customer acquisition budget, he threw a gasket. And if you really wanted to see something, hit your sales forecast exactly, or, you know, close to it. That would send him over the edge. This is his words. You should be adding 10% at least to your forecast every quarter. Then I want you to beat it by another 10%. So, well, and I'm sorry to go back into the dark side of my business past, but this is honestly how business people think advertising should be. I just love level-headed machinists that know you have to follow a plan and stay within your tolerances. Once you're in your tolerances on all sides, you have a finished part, and that part can be sold, and then you can go and you can make a new one. It's so crazy, but this is exactly how these Google ad campaigns work. You make a plan, you stick with it, and then you get to the finished part. Then you let it run, and then you go on and you build the next campaign. This way, you're never missing your numbers. You're always on target, and it is such a beautiful thing that can happen. So, and truthfully, I'm not mad, and there's no finger pointing here. I know it's possible some of my customers could listen to this one day. It's not like that. I just realized that this was a person that trusted me and let me master my craft. And so I just love making this guy money, and it does my heart good. And while I started this, I just wanted to figure that out. I wanted to figure it out why I was so happy that I was making this guy money. It's how I should feel towards all of my customers. And that's something that I want to push in my continued business world. So thanks for listening. I'm going to cut a little short. We'll see if anybody complains. But we'll see how I'm feeling. I might throw another topic in here to end the day on. It might be a more personal thing. We'll see. If not, I'll throw it in the next one. Take care. Yeah, I totally forgot I had a deadline that I'm pushing to that I need to get done today. So the rest of my day, which I have enough time to do it, will be actually working. So definitely catch it on the next podcast. Take care. Love you. Take care. Bye.